entertained? Are you not entertained?
That's right, Chris. This is Knockout by Decision on MMA Lockup. Something good, something bad from the week that was in mixed martial arts. Start out with our co-host, Ennis Barger. Knockout, bad decision. What do you got, brother?
I still want to go with a bad decision this week. And this one may be a little bit controversial with some folks. I just don't understand necessarily how Matt Brown continues to get onto UFC, even the prelim cards that are televised. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for Matt Brown. He's obviously about as tough as they come. But his fights are about as ugly as homemade soap. And with the record that he's had, there's a lot of talent out there in his weight class. Nothing personally against Matt Brown. I think he's a super nice guy, but he's 14 and 11 in MMA, 7 and 5 in the UFC. A lot of guys lose 5 UFC fights, they're not back again. There's a lot of guys who lose 3 UFC fights and aren't back again. My bad decision is, I'm not saying cut Matt Brown from the UFC, but I'm just saying let's stick some other people on some preliminary cards and let some up-and-coming talent get on there, because I think Brown's career is probably a year, maybe two at the most, off from ending.
That was very dark. That wasn't just a bad decision. You went dark the whole way through, so let's keep that going. Chris Matthews, our host and dear leader, I think they call it in certain countries. What do you got? Knockout, bad decision, or bad decision? What do you got?
I'm going to go 2 bad decisions. Of course, my New York, my state of New York.
Are you in a New York state of mind, Chris?
Yeah, I'm in an Empire state of mind, and all the lights and everything.
Fantastic.
Anyhow, just point being, the two fighters that fought UFC 145 down in Atlanta, Rashad Evans, John Bones Jones, both New Yorkers. I valiantly think that they should have fought in the state of New York, but they can't because the sport is illegal there. But my other bad decision would be Alistair Overeem. Dana White came out and said that Alistair Overeem lied to him, and it could end up in him being cut from the UFC depending on the NSAC's suspension ruling. So my bad decision, state of New York and Alistair Overeem. Yeah, that's pretty much cut and dry.
Are you going to rank them 1 and 2? Which one's worse, the decision? If you're going to bring two, you got to rank them.
You know, lying to Dana White's pretty bad. That's really bad because you know the result. I mean, heck, the UFC is not much a forgiving organization, and to pretty much lie to them. But I'm also going to say that, you know, MMA being illegal in the, you know, most influential state, arguably, in the United States, New York, I'm going to go New York. You know, they're number one by far for not having MMA legal in the state.
All right, we got that cleared up, Jeremy.
I'm going to have 2 knocks. I'm going to counterbalance y'all right now.
You'd have to have 3 knockouts.
Whatever. So, first of all, I didn't have this knockout, but Ennis just gave it to me. I'm going to give Ennis Barger a knockout today for ugly as homemade soap. I thought I knew every down-home witticism that exists. Like, if there was a way to say something, but to do it in an analogy with a southern accent, I thought I knew every way to do it. Ugly as homemade soap, that's pretty solid. So, I'm going to give a knockout to Ennis Barger. The flip side of that, obviously the biggest news of the week in the world of MMA outside of the octagon. Frank Mir will be fighting Junior Dos Santos. I think that's a fantastic matchup. I think styles make fights. You look at these two guys. JDS, of course, is a high-level black belt in jiu-jitsu down there. Black House at the same time. Frank Mir, as we mentioned, one of the best, most dynamic guards ever in the history of the sport, much less just that division. And then on the flip side of that, Frank Mir, since he's bulked up, been very effective boxing. You know, he's taken it to Nogueira. He's taken it to a number of people. But on the flip side of that, Junior Dos Santos probably has the best boxing in the division. So you're talking about two guys who are really skilled in two areas, but they kind of come at each other in conflict. And I think that it has the potential to give us a really, really interesting fight. So I got 2 knockouts, Ennis Barger and Frank Mir fighting, not each other, but that is the goal one day. And that's how you play Knockout by a Decision on MMA Lockup. Chris?